Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have Andy Hunneke, Director of Leasing and Trade Credit at AgStar Financial Services. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've been kind of following this around in the news lately. We see that land prices, of course, for farmland in certainly in southern Minnesota have been very robust over the last 10 years or so. But commodity prices recently have started to get pretty soft. And some people are concerned. Some might even be called alarmed. But what do you see in the current situation, Andy?
I mean, there's definitely been a reduction in farm income on the grain sector with lower commodity prices, and that's going to affect our land value somewhat. I've been, you know, doing a lot of readings, listening to speakers, and, you know, I think there's a lot of people who, you know, worry about, are we going to go back to where we were in the 80s kind of thing, and we don't see that at all. We see this as probably more of a probably a slight correction in values. You know, some people like the word bubble is out there. Are we in a bubble? And we don't feel that's the case at all. And if you look at commodities, it's all in a cycle. And, you know, we're in a down cycle now. And our livestock sectors are having some of the best profitable years. So, you know, it all kind of balances out in the end.
I think the animal husbandry folk really took it on the chin when the commodity prices were so high.
Yes, I mean they you know, they went through some major struggles, and they've been able here in the last year to have some really nice profitable levels, and they needed that to kind of do some recovery and do some replacement of equipment and things that they weren't able to do in the down cycle for themselves when grain prices were high. So, you know, if you look at the overall agriculture segment, there's always going to be some people on each side of that scale to balance it out. When commodity prices are high, it's affecting the animal sector and, you know, vice versa. So as we look at the land prices, like we said, we see that there probably will be a slight correction in that. We've been using a sustainable value calculator here the last couple of years so that we're pretty conservative. Even as land prices rose, we really looked at what that land could return for an income stream. So we feel really good about where AgStar is and where the whole agricultural segment is in general.
Andy Hunneke is Director of Leasing and Trade Credit at AgStar Financial Services. Thanks for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.